Dear viewers, I would like to mention an issue that is deeply affecting the Muslim community, and that is that people are not recognizing each other's rights. Hukukul ibad, meaning the rights of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have on each other, like the rights of a parent on their children, vice versa, the rights of a teacher upon the student. There's so many rights in society that we must abide by and fulfill. Why is it that we don't fulfill those rights? And the worst thing is, for example, outside the home, we're friendly and very compassionate towards people, but the people in our very own homes, we don't have a good relationship with them. We can't bear to see them. Why is this the case? Meaning, what was the sin of the parent? That they clothed us when we were young, that they cleaned us, they looked after us, they nurtured us. What's their crime? That today we will give all our time to our friends, people outside the home, but parents couldn't be bothered. We don't care less. Similarly, spouses, you know, they don't fulfill each other's rights. And what's the crime of the wife, for example? That she maintained the home? You know, these are things that we should be grateful for. And the husband, that he has earned a living, he's put a lot of effort in, he's come back home tired, but he's placed halal risk on the table. Is that his crime? Of course not. These are not crimes at all. But why is it that today we are not maintaining these ties? We are not fulfilling each other's rights that are binding upon us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed upon the importance of maintaining ties, especially blood relations. In one hadith, he said that the one who severs ties with his relatives, his blood relatives, will not enter paradise. So, although people outside may have rights on us as well, those huquq, but what about the people close to us who have more rights upon us? We're friendly with people outside, we're always angry and enraged with people inside the home. It has to change today, and we have to have beautiful relationship with our loved ones. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, this is what will lead us to paradise, Jannah.